other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Kim Morrow. Kim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good morning.
That's great to hear. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show.
Okay. The website is speaklifeinternational.com. I can be emailed directly at kim.morrow@speaklifeinternational.com.
Awesome, awesome. And Kim, once again, we're definitely glad to have you back with us. We're excited to get more information and insight from you. But for those who are maybe first time tuning into you or just may not be as familiar, if you don't mind, kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Mike. At Speak Life International, I offer communication alignment consulting. And what that is simply I noted that a lot of times our speaking, the language that we use, doesn't align with the goals that we're trying to accomplish. And words do matter, and that those just simple changes in the way we speak can help us, propel us forward, actually, to reach our goal quicker, because some of the words that we use can halt or really slow our progress.
Awesome.
So I provide communication tools to help with that.
Very cool, very cool. And I may have asked you this in our previous show, but what actually inspired you to actually do what you're doing now?
Well, it all was birthed out of the book that I wrote called Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and a Call to Action. Out of that, Speak Life was born and Lamp Oil Publishing.
Gotcha. Very interesting. Tell us more, a little bit more about the book that you put out.
Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and a Call to Action. The subject of the book is about women and friendship at its core, how we hurt each other intentionally, but oftentimes unintentionally.
Gotcha.
And even though the hurt is unintentional, the feeling that you have is the same. I thought that as women, we can do a better job. And as I started writing the book, what I considered my book, God poured out his message, and the book became his book. And there's a spiritual component to some of the relationship things that we see. And so, Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and a Call to Action is a message of truth, understanding, forgiveness, and restoration. It's meant to open a dialogue which will free us as women to move forward in our true destiny.
Excellent. Now, in your book, what are some of the obstacles or struggles that women are facing?
Have you ever heard a woman say that she doesn't have female friends?
Yes, I have actually.
It's such a common statement that oftentimes we don't even question it. We've heard it for years. And as women, we can provide a list of reasons as to why we don't have or don't wish to have female friends. Some that you might commonly hear is that they're too messy or that you can't trust them. There's a laundry list of reasons that we may have for that. But in Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and a Call to Action, I explore what's underneath that. And I state that our spiritual foe, Satan, uses division and diversion to keep us divided and unfocused.
Gotcha.
Because it's conflict, unresolved conflict, unforgiveness, and those are in his wheelhouse. So it's not necessarily the person, even though they've done something to you. Forgiveness is for the individual that's actually doing it. It's not letting the other person off the hook. It's really letting you off the hook. And so in the book, I shine a light and focus on who our true enemy is. And as women, it's not each other.
Gotcha. Now, as far as from your book, what is it that women can work on to do better in terms of, you know, building a stronger relationship and you know, befriending more women? What is it that they can focus on? Is it good communication? Is it kind of being true to your feelings? What is it in your case?
At the core, communication is at the core of everything. And oftentimes the hurts that we have are based on something that was communicated to us. It could have been something that was done to us. I know that when we were growing up, there was a kind of a, for lack of a better term, nursery rhyme: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. And we all grew up with that. And the intention was good. We didn't want, you know, our children going around crumbling at every word somebody may have said to them that wasn't kind. So that's understood. But it was actually not true. Many people are walking around wounded right now because of words, those things that really stuck with them in their spirit. And so the root of some of the idea that I don't have female friends is rooted in that type of hurt. Some statement or trust that may have been broken, things like that, and unforgiveness. Those are the things that we have to attack, understand, and move forward with our healing, because when we're holding on for every offense, if we can picture it, it could be like a rock in a bag that we're carrying on our backs through life. We need to lighten the load, understand and focus on who the true enemy is, because there is a very spiritual component to this, understanding that the person is not necessarily the person that was manipulating the situation, okay? That we do have something to do as kingdom people for God and the church, and if we're utilizing our time in these arguments, that it's self-destructive, not in a spiritual way.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's so funny you kind of mention, you know, just the fact that when you ask a lot of women, it seems that they don't have many female friends, and a lot of times they have a lot of guy friends. That's mm-hmm. no issue.
right.
But you know, there seems to be this kind of stigma of mistrust and not being able to, you know, have the back of another female in certain mm-hmm. things, you know, especially when it has to do with you know, guys and things like that. When things like that get involved, why is it that there's such a mistrust there? Why is it that more women are not trusting, you know, of other women?
There could be any number of reasons, Mike. One of the things that I ask us to examine in ourselves, there are times when a woman may not have experienced the hurt herself. So I'll give you an example. Some people don't have female friends because there was a direct hurt. Somebody hurt them specifically, directly. But other times, we've heard our mothers, our grandmothers say, oh, I don't fool with women, I don't have female friends. And so we've been reared up under that statement, under that premise. And it's just become a part of us. That's how we learn. And so that may not have been a direct thing, but it's like, oh, well, I've been taught not to have female friends. You can't trust them. You know, we soak up little things. We soak up things as sponges. And so there could be people that feel that way because they were inadvertently taught that. Again, it's such a common statement. I have to tell you, there is so much value in having female friends. I have friends that I've had for over 30 years. And I think what I do see is that sometimes I don't think we see that it's like a self-loathing. We are female. We are women. And so the idea of not being able to connect with other women or even oneself, because in Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and Call to Action, there are chapters in there about other women and how their actions may have affected us as individuals, but there's also a chapter in how we talk to ourselves about ourselves, this self-reflection, because sometimes the issue is within.
Gotcha. And in your experience and in your opinion, where do you think women should start? Is it the communication skills? Is it kind of identifying where the hurt is as far as where they may not where the mistrust started? What is it that you think?
I think that we could start off with a prayer. I think that when I started writing the book, the premise of us as women and how we can treat each other, my first thoughts were about some things that had happened to me over the years. And I thought to myself, well, I wouldn't have handled it that way as a friend. I perhaps would have done something different, said it differently. And then the thought came to me about, well, there are things that you have done that perhaps you could have also done differently that may have caused hurt, discomfort to someone else. And so a lot of times it's easy for us to see where we as individuals have been hurt, but maybe not look on the other side of the coin to see, well, where is it where I may have fallen short with the women in my life? So starting off, again, just asking the Lord to reveal these things to us, we can readily reveal where someone has hurt us. That's the thing about hurt. You typically don't forget it. And we do need to learn to let those things go. But I think that we also need to be willing to not only forgive others, but to ask for forgiveness. And even if we're just lifting that up, to our Savior, that's who really needs to know, who really needs to free us from the burden of our past and our actions.
Excellent. Well, Kim, I do have more follow-up questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get more information with Kim Morrow. We'll be right back.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing. Quality service guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
South Austin Counseling Services, LLC, SACS, offers the South Austin and surrounding communities professional counseling services of a diverse and committed group of independent mental health professionals. The licensed mental health clinicians at SACS specialize in providing professional counseling and wellness services to individuals, groups, couples, families, teams, and even businesses. Our independent professionals have the education, experience, and complementary specialties that allow us to meet diverse client needs and wants in just one location. So why go anywhere else? If you're looking for professional counseling, psychotherapy, clinical assessments, wellness services, customized training services, or even more, call now to 512-280-5315 or go to our website, southaustincounselingservices.com. You can also email info@southaustincounselingservices.com. South Austin Counseling Services, LLC, your one-stop shop for wellness.
Do you want better health with natural solutions that work? East Wind Acupuncture, a 20-year traditional Chinese medicine clinic in Chesterton, Indiana, does just that, offering acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, and nutritional support. East Wind has helped thousands of people eliminate symptoms and regain health. They offer a comprehensive health review, Chinese medical exam including tongue and pulse diagnosis, and customized treatments designed for optimum results. They also offer educational programs, lifestyle classes, and workshops. For more information or to schedule your free health consultation, visit the website ewacupuncture.com or call 219-395-9928. East Wind Acupuncture, restoring health naturally.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Kim Morrow, founder and also founder of Speak Life International and Lamp Oil Publishing. Now, Kim, of course, before the break, we're going a little bit more in depth with your book. That would be Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and Call to Action, which is very interesting because, I think it's so true that women are struggling right now to have women friends and, to have that level of trust and communication, to reach out to more women for help and understanding. Now, as far as your book goes, who would you say this is geared towards? Is it geared towards older adults, younger generations? Who is this geared towards?
Actually, the book is for young teens to adult women. There are illustrated stories included in the book that are meant to elicit dialogue. A young lady or older woman can see themselves in these stories, and it really promotes the conversation that we need to have.
Gotcha. And as far as the length of the book, is there multiple chapters? Is it kind of more of a quick read? How would you describe it?
Oh, definitely. It is multiple chapters. It's a quick read. It's not meant to be a one and done. And after you read the book, you will actually want to read it again. The book also lends itself to small group Bible studies and things like that because it's meant to elicit the conversation. My friend recently went on a trip to Las Vegas to watch her grandson's game, and she was there with two other friends, and they brought their books so that they could discuss it. And they had a lively discussion about it. She even recalled that their husbands joined the conversation. Dear Sister Friend, A Letter of Love and a Call to Action is geared towards women, but the principles contained apply to everyone.
Awesome. And have you gotten any feedback at all from maybe friends or family or other people about what they thought?
Yes, it's been very powerful. The consensus is that this book is needed at this time, and they've been encouraging to me in encouraging to other readers to go out and get this book. I think everyone will be pleased, and the point is for us to have healing so that we can move forward. We want to let go of that heavy bag and move forward, and through the Word of God, we can certainly do that.
Awesome. And what is the easiest way to actually get a hold of that book?
The book is available on Amazon.com in either paperback or Kindle format. It's also available directly on my website, DearSisterFriendBook.com.
Cool. And any plans for books in the future at all?
Yes, actually, I mentioned earlier some of the things that we learned from our parents growing up, so I do want to do a child's book, a children's book, because I think that if we can catch behaviors early, then these are some of the things that we don't have to deal with as young women and older women. And there are a couple of more books in the arsenal that are going to come out as well.
Cool. And do you have any advice for anyone that is looking to put out maybe a book that talks about similar subjects, or anything that you can tell them that will help them out in their process?
Yes, I encourage anyone that wants to write a book to just go with the process. Let the words flow out of you. Be authentic. Do your research. Put those words to paper, and there's plenty of room in the arena. I know that we all come from these things from different perspectives, and so just because I have a book out about women in friendship, I encourage anyone that has a voice and has something to say, put it out there. It's meant, there's an audience for you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think that's excellent advice there. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you, all your services, and your book?
The website is speaklifeinternational.com. The book can be found on DearSisterFriendBook.com, also on Amazon.com. For information on Speak Life International or LAMP All Publishing, again, the web address is speaklifeinternational.com.
Very good. Well, Kim, I just want to say thank you so much for, again, taking the time out of your day to share with us and educate us and share great value with our audience. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. We definitely look forward to the next time. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.